Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to join Shekinah and Sananda and myself today to talk about thriving in this new golden age as a divine human. So welcome home, luminous light leaders. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space and a sanctuary, a unity community to empower you and to provide upliftment, solutions, relief, energetic resources to assist you on your journey of spiritual awakening and evolution and on this adventure of ascension. I am graced, so graced, by the conscious support of multiple guardian councils, angelic collectives, ascension guides, and legions of light who truly come in and join with me every day in creating this safe holographic space and container to welcome each of you and to provide a foundation of divine love for you to settle into and really to feel at home in. So I am setting that intention that you feel that way today with all of us here. I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's intend to beautifully elevate our light quotient and soften any tension or heaviness in this safe and sacred circle so that you may truly feel love, divine love, gently flowing through you, through all of your cells, through all of the layers of your energy field. So I encourage you to just relax, breathe, open, and receive. We invite you to subscribe to this show if you haven't already. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. By doing so, you'll get information on upcoming calls, special packages, and more. And, of course, we'd love to see you in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul or Straight Talk with Carrie or Carrie L. Murphy to find me personally. My intention with our gathering today is for love and joy and soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. I do feel inspired to ask you a few questions. This is to activate your, how do I want to phrase this, readiness for today's gathering with Shekinah and Sananda. Are you looking for answers to support your capacity to thrive individually and collectively during this powerful shift in consciousness? Are you ready for a deeper level of devotion to the divine within you? Are you ready to receive support with embodying new expanded ways of perceiving, believing, communicating, connecting, and living that will allow you to confidently participate as the light leader that you came here to be? I designed this series as a service portal to provide resources to empower you and align you with the frequencies required to flourish in this new golden age while giving you a very sacred and safe space to realize and remember your divinity. And today I am so very honored to share this space with Shekinah and Sananda, my dear soul sister and brother, to discuss the divine human. They are the founders of Twin Ray, and we're going to talk to them about why they're here and what they're doing and in terms of bringing forth wisdom teachings from an ancient spiritual science that prepares the physical body to harness enlightenment and liberation. Together they combine their wisdom and they've created a modern day spiritual academy for all beings whose souls are looking to demystify and embody God and to deepen the heart's connection to source and are calling for great awakening. They are here to inspire humanity to walk the path of enlightenment and selfless service to each other and the earth. They are here to express divine consciousness and freedom from dogma and indoctrination. Shekinah and Sananda have unified as the twin ray consciousness upon the earth in order to best serve the world. And today we're going to highlight a really beautiful online retreat. It is called the Golden Age Energetics, Awakening Divine or Human Divinity. It is a really beautiful offering that we are making available to all of you, beautiful beings who are here today. I have actually taken the Golden Age Energetics online retreat myself. I'm very aware of what it comprises and how extraordinary this offer truly is. I'm so looking forward to this enlightening discussion and co-creation with Shekinah and Sananda and all of you today. I do want to quickly share that what they bring forth through their words and beyond is a pure divine transmission to bring healing and restoration and invigoration to anyone who is participating. So I invite each and every one of you to please open your heart and really tune into the frequencies that you are receiving throughout our time together. And now please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation to Shekinah and Sananda as I welcome them to this show. So welcome to our sacred circle, beautiful ones.
Oh, thank you so much, beloved Carrie, and thank you, beautiful community, for joining us today. What a wonderful and just thorough, deep, deep opening. What a beautiful expression of words.
Beloved Carrie, so gifted you are in your ability to share so deeply from your heart with such sincerity and such compassion and inspiration. So thank you so, so much. And we speak for all when they also say thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I feel this container just expanding with love. and we have a lot of beautiful beings here with us. So I'm so grateful for everyone's presence. Let's begin with, we're going to get into kind of what's going on with humanity shifting clearly and all these old structures dissolving for this new human to emerge. But I'd love to begin with you both describing your cosmic twin ray purpose and mission on the planet at this time. What would you like to share about that?
Beautiful question. Beautiful question. And really, our intention is just for all beings to return back to the heavenly abode of their hearts, to really have a deepening to their true self. And through that process of realizing what the Golden Age is within yourself first, that's to matriculate out into the world. And there's so many systems and templates dissolving from the framework of the old world. And there's this new world emerging, and each one of you that are listening and many around the world are being a part of this new co-creation. So we're here to really empower each and every one of you to find that divine human, that true divine human within you that's waiting to be either remembered, to be fully activated or embodied, or to give you the tools and the science in order to enhance those gifts and abilities to really share in a beautiful sattvic meaning pure way, beautiful, pure way with this world, because it's time now. The time's now. Mm-hmm. We've entered in the Golden Age. We're here now. It's time to really show up in this powerful way. And so we're really here just to enhance that and emphasize that, advocate that, and live, most importantly, by our actions. That's the greatest teaching we can ever do is to live by example.
Truly the only way to truly teach is to show up through the example, through that love that is everlasting, ever empowering, and truly eternal. And, you know, to answer your question with even another level is to say that, you know, as a twin ray, we have a role, and our role is essentially to be spiritual parents. And why is that? It's because one of the deepest core fundamental splits in human consciousness is through the parental lineage of the earth, where beloveds didn't receive that love from their earth mother and earth father. And thus, there's this split in the masculine and the feminine. And in order for humanity to truly rise, there cannot be more greater empowerment through the feminine lineage or greater empowerment through the patriarchy, through the masculine or the contrived masculine. All must come together. And that also means that the hemispheres of the brain must come mm-hmm. together. The two sides of the heart must come together. And the energies of the Ida and the Pingala also have to flow in divine alignment to go from electromagnetic to dielectric. And we're going to get mm-hmm. into this a bit more as we go deeper tonight.
Yes, mm-hmm. this is very, very exciting. And what is twin ray? You know, what is that word? It's two becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's just basically life seems to be dualistic. There seems to be different subjects and objects in the perception of life. But really, it's all one. And that's really what twin ray is about. It's about the unification of the masculine and mm-hmm. the feminine becoming one. It's the unification of the external reality, the internal reality becoming one into non-dualistic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really mm-hmm. the teachings that we're here to offer, is non-dual spirituality to help you return back to the innate oneness that each one of you arose from.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just to add to even that, the rays themselves are already whole.
Yes.
So it is already one ray that has found that wholeness and returned, and the other ray that has found that wholeness and returned. Thus, there is no need to seek from the other anything.
And that's what mm-hmm. we really teach, is like you, each one of you, you have everything inside you. But sometimes you need to navigate that. Sometimes you have to navigate yourself to the treasure chest inside your heart to open up the treasures that you really have. And sometimes you need that guide. And that's mm-hmm. really all we're here to do, is lovingly guide everyone home to your love.
And you do it more lovingly than I can express. There is such mm-hmm. a safe container that you both provide in everything that you do. And we're going to talk more about the program or the online retreat, but it was beyond description with regard to the divine love that just flowed through that entire experience. And so I wanted to share that. But I want to ask you both, from your perspective, this shift or this change or this evolution, is it into this whole new species, or is it a return to the original divine blueprint, or both?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful
question. Wonderful question.
It is both, beloved, because mm-hmm. everything is unique, and every time vector or time point or timeline that it happens is a unique expression. It's never the same thing. It might be a similar subject. It may be a similar theme, but it's always unique in its new expression. It's like an artist. Every time an artist does a new painting, it may be a similar way of artistry, but it's always unique in its own expression. And that's exactly what's happening with this new earth. And so it is a returning back to the original divine human blueprints, to understand that you're never separated, and understand how the mind can perceive itself to be separated, and the mind's contents can, and conditioning and programming can create a perception of reality that is separative. But once you go deeper than that and you transcend that mind's lens, you transcend into true, perfect divine love, only wholeness is there awaiting you. And that's all that you've ever been. You've never been anything else. You know, there's, mm-hmm. and that journey of return is unique for everyone. Everyone has their own conditioning to deal with, their own spiritual pathway also of awakening, which is so beautiful. It's everything in this universe. We say this all the time, but there's not a blade of grass that's out of alignment. Everything is in such perfect orchestration, in such perfect precision, such divine alignment in every single way, even when the world seemingly is presented in chaos. Everything's in precision.
And this is really what enlightenment really means, is to know that, not know it from the space of the thought forms, but really having that reverberation of light in all moments.
Yeah. a direct,
such clarity and precision.
It's a direct, impersonal revelation.
It's impersonal.
It's not personal. It's impersonal. There's no person
that
or
can be enlightened.
Or persona or ego construct that can be enlightened. That's the very definition of what's separating one from enlightenment. But but spirit, true, pure consciousness is already enlightened. There's nothing. And what is enlightenment meaning? It's really the same as in the morning when it's dark and the sun starts to gently rise. And as it starts to rise, it starts to illumine. And it illuminates its surroundings. And then all of a sudden that light that generates from the sun bounces off all these objects of nature. And that light then allows you to see more clearly. So you come from darkness into that illumination of light. And enlightenment is when you really become a generator of your own light.
Mm-hmm. It's like the dew drops, for example, in the morning from the moon dew. You can't really see them. You can go outside in the night and the moon might illuminate them a bit. But in the morning when the sun rises again gently, that dew that was always there becomes so clear. You can see the sparkle in it. You can see that which is transparent against it.
You can see everything fractalized within it.
Everything fractalized within it, as the holographic universe is.
Yeah.
And so it isn't that anyone isn't enlightenment. It's right there.
Right.
It's always there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But again, it's not the individual that can be enlightened. It cannot be personified.
Yeah.
Well, and right now, as we're... You know, we talk a lot about this golden age, and it's not a myth. This is something that is really birthing into existence. And I would love for both of you to talk about all of us being these active participants in all of this, because there are a lot of and these are just terms that people can understand, light workers, way showers, star seeds that, you know, are used quite often in these communities. What can you share about their role? Because if they're listening right now, it's no accident. They're here for a reason right now. What can you share with them about their divine role at this time?
Beautiful. So right now on a cosmic scale, there are these massive sound waves of plasma currents that are entering into the stratosphere of Earth. And these are new. They've only been coming for the last 3 years. And what happens, everything's cyclical. So everything happens in cycles, just like the seasons on Earth. Everything happens in that cycle. So that's what a golden age is. It's when there's a gravitational pull closer to the central sun, and there's these massive plasma currents coming from deep, deep nebulas of space that are sending this transmission. Now, that transmission is always present. The difference is the Earth positioning, because the Earth has this magnetic field around it that is more like a shield of sorts. It's a protecting shield. And that's been up for thousands of years. And that started actually dissolving at the end of 2017 around the winter or summer solstice, depending on what
where
hemisphere
you are.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens is these currents of energy, they're flowing in three different directions on the Earth, perceptually, because they're obviously just consistent in the quantum wave. But what's happening is they're coming from the sun, these coronic ejections from the sun, they're coming in those particles that's coming from the photons of light distributed into the Earth. It's coming from the stratosphere itself of Earth, and it's coming from the crystalline core. And what happens is these, if you could visualize like these big torrents of energy lines, like sound waves, that these are universal, I guess we could call them song lines, but the universal song lines coming from deep nebulas out of space, and they're coming through and they're reverberating the Earth. And what's happening is the grid system of Earth. Mm-hmm. Everything has a geometric template. Anything that has form has a frequency of a template that holds it all together. And so there's a whole new matrix or matrice of this sort of spiderweb-like geometric energy template that's being housed and re-gridded onto this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of the holographic sort of womb space that mm-hmm. holds the projection of reality. So we want to give you that sort of visual, and everyone that's listening, that visual. That's what's happening now. It's brand new. It started again around 2017, around the 10th of September, these energies started coming in, and then it started peaking in the solstice, and it just continued.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, that these new and these universal energy lines, they're coming onto the planet, and this December, the next pair are coming. So they're not all here yet, but there's another pair that's coming in December solstice. And that's just going to increase.
We are anticipating its arrival.
There's more energy distribution, more photonic charge that's distributing across the planet. And why are we sharing this?
Because it's so important that you cultivate your light body so that mm-hmm. you can receive it and become a generator yourself.
Yes, mm-hmm. because these old grid systems that had, you know, certain distorted patterns of certain
right.
domination, certain control systems, wherever you look from the perspective of the Dark Age, or if you use a yogic terminology, the Kali Yuga, mm-hmm. that was very, I guess, corrupted. And everything that's coming into this planet right now is of a pure vibration that is revealing everything.
Exactly. And that's really why we call it Dark Age, isn't it? Because everything was hidden. Everything was hidden from sight. Everything was hidden from sound. Everything was hidden from eyes. You had to have a very specific sort of role in that time to be able to have knowledge. And so what is the Golden Age? The Golden Age is the time where information becomes known. It becomes accepted mm-hmm. and it becomes...
Truth revealed.
Truth revealed.
The ultimate truth becomes more revealed. And when everyone is in symphony with that truth in their perception of reality, within their heart's connection to Earth and all, there's a beautiful orchestration that can take place to rebirth this new dawning. And it's also a returning to what was at original, but this is a new wave of it. It's a new wave of these currents. It's a new and unique expression of this Golden Age. So we'd share about this because you're now getting a picture of the template that's happening. These massive plasmic discharges that are reverberating into our planet, and that is changing the grid,
mm-hmm.
changing the sort of the hardware of this planet. So what happens, and many light workers and grid workers,
way showers, star walkers,
all the beautiful beings that join us today, all those beautiful beings that join us today, they are aware of the song lines and the ley lines. And if they're not aware of it on a planetary level, they're definitely aware of it inside them. They're definitely aware of meridians and chakras and all those energetic biocircuitries inside them. And that circuitry inside you, your physical body, gives the reverberation of the physical template. So you come from an energetic template that then matriculates into physical form, such as the Earth. The Earth has a physical body, a gross matter body, and she also has energetic bodies.
Just touch my body.
And those bodies are being rebirthed onto this planet at large. And these sound currents that are coming, they haven't been on this planet for over 2,000 years. So it's monumental. And not only that, there's prophecies, whether we look at the prophecies of the blue and red kachina, of the Hopi prophecies, or we speak about the prophecies of the Andean culture of the Incas, or we speak about the Norse traditions of the prophecies there, or we speak even in biblical terms those
Ragnarok.
Prophecies. when we look at these sacred scriptures, even the Samvartika fires of the Hindu mythology or from the Vedic period, there's these prophecies that speak about this golden age, or even if it's the pantheon of the Greek mythology and those golden age mythologies, those mythologies are actually becoming revealed right now. We're living in prophetic times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cleansing that's, of course, happening, because in order to fill up the new wellspring of pure love and pure water of nurturing and sustenance.
And the holy chalice, really.
You have to sort of scrub out the old debris in a dross and get the well really clean and sparkling in order for it to fill up with this new vitalized water. And that new vitalized water is this energy coming in.
Yes. So these new golden grids are being created, and it's like a new architecture. These new energies are coming to the earth. The ley lines are changing, and that's causing a change in the DNA. But what I have gathered, very specifically from the online retreat in a new way, was understanding that the primary purpose of at least that part of your work, and a lot of your work, is really preparing individuals to receive, be able to receive that energy so that their architecture matches the new architecture of the planet. That's all about building the light body to thrive during this time. I want to talk about that, the significance of building the light body and, you know, the power of the light of the sun, which, you know, many people know and they love the sun, but talk about how it's actually genetically coded to support the building of the light body.
You have beautiful questions.
I really love your questions. You love it, Carrie.
Yeah, you're a wonderful interviewer. And, you know, this also brings purpose to every beloved listening, you know, because there is this understanding of, you know, why is this all playing out? You know, is it just going to happen, or are we in this co-creative, you know, collective that is allowing this to unfold? And that's really why we emphasize on the light body, because when you reactivate and you re-educate your organ language, you reactivate all the different parts of you or your genetics that has been switched off through certain ancestral lineages that weren't active in your matriarchal or patriarchal line. Those DNA alphabets and libraries of information are inside you, but sometimes they just need to be switched on in order for it to be reactivated inside you. And also, you have to understand that if you're not in the environment that's going to switch that on, then it's not going to happen either.
It's going to remain dormant.
Because what many don't realize is that the sun's photonic charge of light distribution on this planet, every photon holds a genetic code. All light that comes from the sun is programmed light. And what is it programmed to do? It's programmed to seed life, sustain life, and also transfer life into, you know, higher levels. And everyone...
just like a plant.
Yeah, exactly. And so many people don't actually realize this, but where you generate your light body is actually from the sun, from the sun's light. And once you understand that all light is programmed, that comes from the sun, and it has programmed genetic sequences, once you start interfacing with that light, it starts activating your biocircuitry. It starts activating not only your physical body, but also your subtler and energetic bodies on profound ways that then starts preparing you to interface with the multi-density or multi-dimensional world that we actually live in.
And what's so fascinating right now about this light, this programmed light, is that it is shifting, it has changed. It is no longer what it was when you were likely first born. It's not what it was 2,000 years ago. It is completely different now. There is a new pattern, There is a new library of information, a codex that is coming through right now. And so in order for a beloved physical body, as well as the subtle body, the subtle organs, to be able to reattune, to recalibrate, and to really receive this phenomenal new template that's coming through, one has to recultivate, re-educate the physical and subtle body and organ to be able to receive that light, to then be able to be a great transmitter of that light.
And the beautiful thing is that when you do this, you're clearing individually, if there ever is such a thing, but you're clearing out your family genetic line. So what happens? This is the most amazing thing when realized what each one of you can do, what you can truly do.
Every one of you.
This is your birthright.
So nobody who's saying, oh, but I can't do that.
No, that's only for, you know, avatars, or that's only for enlightened beings. That's, no. This is every one of your birthrights. This is not something new. But what you get to do, once you start this cultivation process, as it starts changing your genetic code, it starts actually changing all the karmic patterns in your causal body or your Akashic body, and your Akashic records, not just for you individually, because you individually don't exist at that in truth. You're a part of a long string, a long line of energetic currents that connect you to all your soul incarnations, that connect you to all your ancestors. Every single one of your ancestors that allowed you to even take this incarnation, to have this vessel, to walk upon this earth, that is purified through this process. And the highest thing that starts happening through this process of purification is that you start then purifying the earth. So all her cells, which are each one of you, you're not this cell that's like a free radical that's trying to go and steal nutrients and sustenance from every other cell to try to make itself more stronger and more powerful. No, that's what disease is called. What you are is this beautiful, bright light that's actually sharing this light, that's bringing every other cell into harmony, that's bringing every other being into harmony in the world tapestry. And so that's where each one of you, the way that you share your bliss, the way that you show up in the world, once you are really cultivated, once you really embodied, really and truly embodying this, anywhere you go, you start changing the fabric of time and space, because you're already doing that. But you do it at a level consciously, and you're doing it at a level that rewires the very fabric that created this matrix of this planet and this universe to begin with. And every single one of you, once you realize that your physical body and all your energetic bodies combined is the same amount of power and potency that created the universe to begin with, once you start tapping into that sort of level of power and that sort of level of purity and love and grace, each one of you can change not only your own life, but can change the world. And imagine what happens when everyone is in unison to that, where every single being is collecting the nectar from every flower or lotus or rose and distributing that. What sweet nectar can we all create together? What sweet beauty can we create on this earth? And that's really what we're here to do, is inspire each one of you to remember what you're truly able to do. And it's nothing short of complete divinity.
Yeah, and it's about, I mean, one of the profound transformations that occurs in the program that you created, which is the Golden Age Energetics, is the building of the light body and upgrading the personal chakra system. And you go through and very powerfully, you know, provide these golden seal transmissions, 7 of them, to upgrade the personal chakra system. And it is profound in terms of, I mean, for people who are ready for a just a deep level of devotion to their spiritual expansion, this is really powerful. If one is wondering what exactly is the light body, because that phrase is thrown around a lot, can you describe what it is?
Absolutely. Let's look at this from a universal level as well. Because you learn this in Golden Age Energetics, and everything is light, really, at a higher level where light comes from what would be known as the primordial state, the primordial pure consciousness. And then that sort of that sound vibration distributes and creates this illumination. And so that light then again matriculates through the spectrum and creates different energetic patterns or wavelengths, and that creates then different templates that then go on to create worlds and form. Yeah.
The world of matter, so, the material world.
Yeah. So if you look at, you know, your energetics from a level of just three simple ways of light, energy, and matter. You've got a physical body. You've got your energetic bodies, which is your emotional body, your mental body.
Your astral body,
your causal body or your Akashic body that holds all your records of conditioning and life streams and lifetimes.
The divine body.
And there's higher divine bodies as well. And when they're all in cohesive, they return to this light, this full light unified. And that's what the light body is when all those subtler bodies are in complete harmony, complete transparency with one another, and they're all linked up and aligned and embodied. That's what the light body is. Now, to understand this from another perspective, everything that you perceive in reality, every object, every separated object, how you're able to perceive that is because photons of light are bouncing off and reverberating out through whether it be a tree, whether it be a flower, whether it be a mountain. You're seeing that because light is reverberating off that object.
Giving the neutrino.
And so when you see that everything's basically just a reflection of light, it's all that you're seeing. You're just seeing a reflection of light. When you get that, once you start cultivating your light body, you're no longer reflecting the light from the sun. You're actually becoming your own sun.
You become self-generating.
Exactly.
Just as the self.
Self-sustaining. So you become your own individuated, not individualized, but individuated sun that is self-perpetuating. And that is what the Christ truly is. It's a life-giving principle. It's pro-life. It's self-regenerative. It's self-renewing, self-perpetuating. And that's what this is all about. So when your light body comes into cultivation, you start generating your own light and you become a sustaining principle for all life on this planet and all life that is around you in your reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a beautiful opportunity right now. It's a grand opportunity. And a couple of people have written in about star seeds and whether the two of you perceive everyone in communities like this as a star seed, or if you could provide a little more information on that and what you can share.
No, we don't perceive everyone as a star seed.
Yeah, not everyone has had their consciousness seeded in different star systems. You know, sometimes there's very earthly people that don't have other incarnational streams from different planets, but that's the individual soul experience. But once you start transcending the soul and go to more the soul family, mm-hmm. in that, then there's many star seedings. Once you start changing that interaction and interfacing with just the soul, the soul family or the soul cluster, there is many different star lineages that are involved in that sort of soul family or that soul pod, so to speak. And so not everyone has that coding. Not everyone has that even awareness of like having life on other planets. Sometimes if you spoke that to a very third dimensional person, they would feel like, you know, you're talking sci-fi.
Speaking a language that they have no connection to. Just say
yeah.
That. And beloved Carrie, just to further clarify, really the way we don't classify anyone in any one category.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their dance with the divine. And what we do is we make it our absolute intention to see everyone as the Atma itself, as
mm-hmm.
the absolutely unyielding, ever-present expression of that divine love that is true now, was true in the past, and shall be true in the future.
Yeah, the unchanging pure presence of divine love, that's truly everyone's true essence, because there's a lot of re-identifying with, you know, I'm a starseed, or I'm an indigo, or I'm this, or I'm that, or I'm not any of that. You know, that's all beautiful, but what are you truly?
And it's a rite of passage,
you know,
even perceive in such ways also.
Yeah, and each one of you that has that rite of passage, so to speak, to experience yourself in these ways.
It's beautiful.
They aren't to classify you. You're unbounded pure consciousness. Each one of you are truly just ultimate love, and that's what we call everyone in our community.
Beloved.
Because
mm-hmm.
that's what we're sharing. Just be love, because that's all you truly are. And there's a lot of intention in certain, you know, spiritual communities to be a greater version of this label or that label or that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's to return back to that love, because you are already all of it. However, you may not be aware of all that. And maybe a part of your journey, you need to remember those aspects, because there's gifts there, there's memories there, there's healing there,
mm-hmm.
there's beauty there. And sometimes there's some traumas there that have to be surfaced in order to be purified. But you're doing that for the all. And so we encourage to go beyond the labels, to go back to just pure conscious awareness of the true self, because that Atma, that Atmic principle, there's not two Atmas. There's only one Atma. There's only one source, that only one God source of light that everyone is one with. Now, not every personality is this. It's a transcendence of the personality. It's a transcendence of the individual. But everyone truly is that Atmic source. And so our intention is, yes, beautiful. We've had many beloveds share their phenomenal interactions with, even in the 3D dimension of actually ships coming and life forms. I myself have, and both of us
have
had interactions where ships have literally come down, and we've experienced that interaction with other life forms. We've been blessed to experience those things. And it's just another reflections of consciousness. It's other reflections of the self.
And for us, it's just completely natural.
Yeah,
it's the natural world.
And
there's
that,
nothing supernatural about it.
But it can be perceived as supernatural because it's, you know, but truly,
because it's out of the ordinary.
And this is happening in the golden age. More beloveds are seeing these
yeah.
you know, supernatural events as normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's familiar to many right now. but with the, I want to talk a little bit more about the divine human and what life will look like for beings as they really remember their divinity. They tap into that. They really nurture the expansion of their light body. So I want to talk about the program and if someone who would be ready for it, what might happen. A couple of people are asking, you know, I'm not sure if I'm ready for it. How, I mean, is it going to blow my circuits kind of thing?
you know, thank you for that. That's a wonderful, wonderful question. And thank you all for your questions. We have created this program with such divine intelligence. that there is no way your circuits will be blown. You will receive exactly what you need in that moment. And just to return to your question about the true self, really, that's what's so important here, is that the true self is what is revealed. What is revealed is the release of anything that is falsified, of anything that does not allow one to truly be free. And we start this beautiful retreat with a ceremony. We open with ceremony, as you know, beloved Carrie. And we have very specific things that we go through in the ceremony.
We love ceremony.
And we love ceremony because we feel that life is a ceremony.
Yeah.
Breath itself is the ceremony. And every moment one takes breath, you have the opportunity to be in ceremony. Ceremony with the divine, ceremony as the divine. And so this program, it's not really a program. It's so much more than that. And we really believe that everyone in humanity would benefit from it,
yeah.
No matter where you are in your consciousness.
And the reason why is because the only thing that can, lack of a better term, save you in these times is your relationship, your heart's relationship with the divine, and that is a direct reflection of your own light body, your own interaction and integration of these higher levels of consciousness and these higher levels of frequency coming into form. And so why we have done this now and we haven't done it earlier is because this is the time where the energy is matching. The energy currents are coming from the sun, the solar coronic ejections are coming from the sun, that are coming deep, deep from the central sun out of nebulas, and they're coming in through the stratosphere and atmosphere of this planet, coming from the crystalline iron core, and they're reverberating out. They're going to start blanketing this planet. And each one of you, as you cultivate this energy, so the energy doesn't just wash through you, but actually congeals and crystallizes in within you, you become this walking nodal point. And what is a node? Node is where there's two intersecting lines or more that are connecting. And what you start doing, you start sharing that frequency out with the world. So wherever you are, and not, you don't have to do this physically where you start having to travel. You can from, you know, country to country, but just wherever you are, wherever the perfect precision of where you are right now, as you receive this current of energy, you become like this lightning rod that then distributes that current and anchors that current out into the planet. So you start healing the collective on many levels that you may not even be aware of. And what it does for you at a personal level, it starts amplifying your healing capacity, your spiritual gifts start supporting in a cultivated way where you start becoming online with this interaction of the multi-layered realms that you're a part of. You know, everyone sees like the stars are out there. No, everything is right here, right now. They're just not being able to be perceived because there's these sort of levels or dimensional veils or density veils that prevent one from seeing. But everything is available. Every higher realm in reality is right here on this planet. And once you start integrating these bodies, you start having the suits or the physical or the energetic forms enable to perceive those higher realities of light and those higher realities of form. And you start then bridging it into this realm of light here on this planet. And when you do that, something amazing happens at a collective level. And you start helping and alleviating this programming of suffering. And if you and each one of you never suffered in your life, never had any emotional traumas, never had any mental conflictions, never had any conditioned programming playing out of the victimization, but you lived in grace. You lived in flow.
In harmony.
You lived in harmony with all universal laws and principles.
Mm-hmm.
You lived in alignment not only with that divine, but as an embodiment of that divinity itself. That is healing. That is transformative. That is something that is birthing on this planet. And this retreat, this online retreat that we've created, enables you to live in those ways. And for us, everything we do is only by divine, that deeper inner guidance from our true self. And as we create this retreat, the feedback, the testimonials that came back from beloveds integrating these teachings were just so profound, just extraordinary, like miracles upon miracles upon miracles are coming back.
Beloveds that had been on the spiritual path 40, 50, some even 60 years, that it was what they've been waiting for, not even this lifetime, but all of their lifetimes. It was like everything came together.
Yeah, all the dots were connected.
All the dots.
And that itself, you know, if you live a life where you never suffered, you know, that program is just completely eradicated out of your entire mindscape. And there was never even a perception of suffering to even be possible. How free. That's liberation. That's ultimate freedom where there's just zero suffering. That is where you're not going up and down in the emotional or the mental or the interaction with life. You're not coming from higher states and lower states. That you're just unwavering. And that itself, that is really the purpose of life when you look at it from that depth. And this is just a tool and support to help you on that path. That's really all it is.
It's an immersion into the divine. And for those of you, if you're new to this show and you want to review what this special offer includes, you can find it at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace, and then you will see Shekinah and Sananda's beautiful smiling faces embracing one another. Click on that, and you will see this beautiful offering, the Golden Age Energetics. It is, as they mentioned, an online retreat. It has already been created for you. It is like an immersion. You can begin right away. It is 7 days and lots of extra things that are included. If you want to do it in 7 days, you certainly can, or take your time. I'm sure that all of you will have a very different experience. It is very expansive. I want to mention and highlight to everyone that there is a lot of free flowing information that comes through both of you that was part of the phenomenal experience for me, just the sharings that came from both of you organically, which is why a lot of people shared, wow, it was something they had never experienced before, because you brought through a lot of information coupled with these transmissions. So it was a combination. And what's beautiful about the two of you, it never felt rushed, or it was such a container of just kindness, just softness, a very safe container there for people to take this at their leisure or at the pace that they wish to take it at. So it was an amazing experience for me, and for those of you who are in this community and have followed this journey with me since we started this particular series 4 years ago, I would highly recommend it. It is an immersion, and it's a beautiful, beautiful one, that you will emerge from, just lit up. mean, in such a beautiful way. What would the two of you like to add? And all of you listening, we're going to talk about some other things as well. The conversation isn't ending just because we're talking about the offer here. But what would the two of you like to share about the, you know, what's included in this experience?
That's a great question as well. What's included in this is the ability to understand how your physical body and your energetic bodies are literally not just a part of this universe, but actually the measurement of this entire universe, and how every single realm and reality and kingdom and queendom, whether it's the mineral kingdom, the animal kingdom, the angelic kingdom, how every single layer is actually inside you and are in your field, your auric bioenergetic field. And when you tap into that, in order to experience a reality and experience like a higher realm, you have to have the body in order to actually allow your consciousness to experience and interface with that reality. And that's what your energy bodies are. Once you start integrating these higher levels of light and these higher spectrums of frequency, they give you the ability to interface with those higher realms and realities, but it also is both ways. It also helps you anchor and ground into this earth and bridge those life streams into this earth. And so that's one thing where we really go through a very methodical way of detailing and highlighting all the way from the subatomic level and even to your hormones and every organ and every instrument of your body, how that is a fractalized connection to the multiplicity of the universe itself, and how all of the universe is not only within you, but it is you as your energy bodies. That was a profound awakening for many beloveds that did take that retreat.
Absolutely. And, you know, we give you invocations, evocations, practices, all sorts of very, very powerful seals and experiences. This is a very experiential retreat. Mm-hmm. You are going to feel something at every turn.
Yeah, and we also gave, as a bonus, we gave a very ancient mantra for the light body, the divine human light body mantra. That is, that this came from the certain monks and
ancient Tibet,
before Buddhism that was actually available in Tibet, before Buddhism became the main religion. There was a religion that is born, and there's also a religion that were pre what we would know as modern day religions. This is many, many thousands of years ago. So before all that, there was an ancient secrets of the rainbow body or the light body, and there was a certain mantra, a certain prayer basically given. And every single modulation and articulation of the certain words worked as an interface with the direct script of your own DNA. And we give this, we didn't intend to give this, but we just actually just felt very generous, and we just wanted to give all the support we could possibly give for any beloved that chose to walk this path. And so we gave that prayer. And when you do that, you get taught how to do this prayer and how to speak this prayer. And we recorded it
so that you are receiving the frequency exactly as you need to be, and harmonically inducting you as we assist with the building of the light body just through our sound alone.
Yeah, and as you receive that, and as you even do that and vocalize that and express that and experience that, that in itself is something that has been locked away. It's been locked away for thousands and thousands of years, which would only be given to the highest, you know, monks or the highest priests or adepts of the order. And it wasn't given. And the reason why we're giving it is because it's time now to share this. This time isn't to keep these secrets in the dark. They're to bring it to the light and to share it. And these little tools and gifts and sort of spiritual technology helps in profound ways. And so we really answered the desire of our community with, like, you know, if there was just one thing that we did that could prepare us, because you can't really be prepared for what's happening and what's coming, you know, in this shift of cycles. We created that, this whole immersion retreat with that intention, to give you that one thing that really would support you in these times right now, in these prophetic times.
Absolutely. And going through the Golden Age Energetics Retreat prepares you for this at the end. It really, we go from each chakra system and we are literally giving you another chakra system, upgrading, upscaling, absolutely changing and transforming the system so that you do have a light body to begin to build up upon. And, you know, why, beloved Carrie and beautiful family and friends, is there a calling for this? And it is because through these energetic bow waves that are coming through again, all these different ways onto the planet, what we've seen and what we know to be is that there is a reality by which many, many, many beloveds on the planet will not be able to handle the frequency waves, and they will have splits of consciousness. And what happens in those splits of consciousness is where mass chaos can become realized in this world. And we are doing all that we can to build all of you beloveds to the point where you can receive these, and not only receive them, but be in such great joy to be alive, to be here in this amazing embrace through these prophetic times, to remember your divinity and why you came here. And that is why we created this retreat.
Well, it really allows the individual to be prepared, to feel prepared, to feel confidently prepared to receive these new frequency waves that are coming in. And for those listening, you know, the conversations that we have in a community like this aren't conversations that you would find somewhere else. And it may, if you're new here, this may be an entirely different language. But it is the language of the soul that is, it's the purpose for our being on the planet at this time. And it's wonderful to have this kind of support to upgrade our structure, to be these participants at this time. One thing I'm feeling called to ask you both about, as I mentioned, there are 7 days of this retreat. They were recorded for 7 days, and there are multiple calls on certain days, I believe. So, but there are these 7 golden seal energy transmissions. So there's one for each day that is correlated with each of the chakras and building the light body. How would you describe to someone what these golden seal energy transmissions are?
Yes. Well, with the golden seals, they're interfacing with your chakra system. And your chakra system is literally your endocrinology. So your entire endocrine system has an energetic component, and that would be the wills of the chakras. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what chakras mean. And all of you probably know this already, that they're just spinning vortexes, mm-hmm. and wills that connect in, and they matriculate energy into your endocrine system. And so what we do in these transferences and these transmissions is we encode a certain language. You could call it the language of the universe, with that sound vibration and light that then matriculates into different templates of geometric form that then creates physical matter. So we do all that in the layers, and we create a sound harmonic container for you to receive that. And as you receive that into your endocrinology, it helps repattern. Helps repattern the way in which these chakras interface with your biology. And that can be very intense for some beloveds in a visceral way to receive that, and some it might be more subtle, and some it might be, you know, very instant and very pronounced, and some may need to integrate that over a certain period of time, because everyone's uniquely exactly where they need to be on their path. And so these seals, they open the seals inside you because they're interfacing with you, and then they allow a more harmonic distribution of that current throughout your endocrinology and out through your nervous system, out through every single cell of your body, because eventually you no longer have any chakras. Once you integrate your higher energy body, there's no more chakra system.
Mm-hmm.
Your endocrine system is so rerouted into your entire nervous system, the central nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system. It's all in unison, and every organ is in direct communication with the other. And so you're in this complete symphony and harmony where every part of your body and energetic bodies is in complete alignment, in complete flow. And when that happens, you no longer have these vortexes that are perceptually separate. They are unified into one field. And that enables you
that
to interface. Yeah, that allows you to interface with every spectrum of consciousness exactly where you are. Anywhere where you are, you will become non-localized in your ability to actually interface with the entire universe. You literally are able to connect with every realm and reality wherever you are, whenever you are. And that's what an integrated light body does.
And manifest that.
And eventually there's even that ability that Shekinah just mentioned, that there is instant manifestation where you can literally think and create instantaneously. And why shouldn't you? You know, really, if you're living in perfect divine order with the universal laws of creation, why shouldn't you be able to manifest instantly and be completely self-sustainable? Why should we be able to have that? Because that's exactly what happened in the very beginning when this beautiful human design, this beautiful, beautiful divine design actually came into manifestation. It was all of the different geneticists from many different
star systems,
and councils and signets from without the universe that came together in order to create the perfect expression of conscious to be able to interface with reality itself. So that's that divine template that you're returning to.
And yet there's this beautiful irony about all of it, is that when you're truly able to manifest instantly like that, you have no desire to do it.
yes, exactly. Because there's something that transcends all of those desires. And all those desires, even with play, I mean, you can play, because all of this is truly play. That's what this matrix is. This is what this beautiful world is for, is to play.
Earth is a majestic playground.
Yeah, it's all about play, but you have to remember that you're dreaming
and that you're
in that play. And then there's a transcendence that happens where the individual persona no longer believes itself to be its identity. It becomes reabsorbed into the infinite, and it becomes irreversible.
And you can't lie to yourself.
Yes,
it's impossible.
And that itself.
And it's quite sobering.
yeah. These higher levels actually become very sobering.
Very sobering.
When you integrate the higher gnosis.
There's no sort of fireworks or, you know, vortexes opening up above your head or purple light. There's nothing.
Well, the thing is
that
plays out in importance to actually integrate these higher streams, but then there's a transcendence to even all of that.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to elucidate on, because all of this, beloved, is to support you in the playground of life. You know,
yes.
Really, life is a school. In every single school, there's a playground. Whether you're at the school of philosophy, whether you're a school of arts and drama, whether you're the school of science.
And there are many different schools within the universe.
There's many mm-hmm. schools, and mm-hmm. every school has its own playground. And that's the purpose, to play unlimited, unbounded, with absolute freedom and sovereignty mm-hmm. and pure love in all your expressions, to truly play with divine.
Yes. With lightness.
Yeah.
And the word foundation that I wanted to mention earlier, that the retreat or the immersion, it really is a foundation for this transcendence that you're speaking of. It's, so that we have this foundation to flourish and thrive on the planet. And it feels important to also weave in here into this conversation how all of that upgrading of the vessel, this new foundation, this new structure, how it's associated with this DNA upgrade, because there is a reconfiguration of the DNA associated with this new golden age that many talk about, the crystalline DNA.
Yes.
So I feel it's important to allow the two of you to speak to that a bit.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, DNA, as it's understood scientifically, is a binaural helix structure. When you start integrating those higher spectrums of your light body, your DNA goes from binary to more trinary, and so there's a trinity.
And then it starts to multiply.
And each strand, each quantum wave, if you like, starts to multiply. Some people talk about 12 strand DNA, 24, and all these different strands, but really it goes beyond numerics. Yeah. It becomes more quantum-like because it interfaces with whatever reality that you need to interface with. That's what the DNA is. DNA is the currency of the universe. And why is that? It's because it's the genetic blueprint that allows you to experience a reality or a world or a realm or a domain of such. And so you don't really want to have the sequencing of a DNA that is created in order to live on a planet that has, a different environment altogether. There's no purpose to that, because you're here on Earth right now, and Earth has her own genetic composition as well. So the DNA, that gets rearranged because there's higher realities that are now being immersed into Earth's matrix or immersed Earth's quantum field. So it's sort of like
the new DNA of the sun.
Yeah, just like the DNA of the sun. The sun's getting an upgrade, and so that sun is distributing that photonic charge into the Earth. You just have to have your endocrine system and your nervous system and your biocircuitry
able to match that
in order to receive that and crystallize mm-hmm. that. And the DNA, that's like a communication point where it allows your sort of blueprints then communicate out to your organs and out to your skeletal structure, all the bodily systems of your body, and also your energetic field, to then interface with these higher realities, which allows you to bridge literally heaven to earth. It allows you to bridge those higher realities into earth physically, to anchor that, to create that, because each one of you are creators. You're here to create. You're here to experience. You're here to learn. You're here to play.
Yes, but what is this creating?
And so the DNA is like the building blocks of creation itself. And so as these energies start housing inside you, they start rearranging the building blocks in order for your body to be more regenerative, to be more optimal, to be more aligned and coherent and in resonance. That's really what happens.
Mm-hmm. And it really begins to happen organically.
Exactly. Spontaneously.
And there is, I want to mention the dedication and the devotion that the two of you and for many who are wanting this spiritual mastery, it's really a devotion, and it's something that the two of you have refined and that you exemplify really beautifully. Is there anything that you want to share about this path of illumination that you have chosen for yourselves? Because it's not something you do for an hour or two a day. It's really who you are. And it feels important to ask you to speak on that for, you know, I'd love to hear what you have to share.
Thank you, beloved. You're right. You know, for us, this isn't a job. Oh, this isn't something that switches on and off. It's something that is occurring in our dream space. It's something that is occurring in our waking. We show up all over the world in beloved's meditations, whether they know us yet or not. We show up in dream spaces, as teachers, doing healing. We show up in this world on so many levels, and we're aware. And what happens is that this is our reason to be here, to bring about the tools, to give the inspiration, and to show up in the most integral way that we can in every moment. Because, and we talk about this in Golden Age Energetics, we are what's known as core fractals or source fractals. And so every thought we have, every action that we take, we know has a vast ripple effect. And that is a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And because every word has a frequency, has a geometry attached with it, it's like sending out libraries and libraries of information and consciousness to the collective in every moment, beloved Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that answers your question a little bit or gives an elucidation of our life stream.
And devotion, you mentioned, mm-hmm. you know, such a beautiful word. And our life is devoted to love itself. You know, that's really every
it's so easy to
take.
Feel. It's very easy to feel and, that from both of you.
And what a beautiful way to live. Just for everyone that's listening, just to sort of reflect on these words for a moment. Imagine if you lived your life where every being that crossed your path, that you loved them, not for who they say they are or who they're presenting themselves as or who, but you love them so unconditionally that in that moment that you feel that love, your separation of them and you completely dissolves. And as you feel the deepening of that love for a person or a place
or a tree
or nature, you become so interconnected,
interwoven
to love itself, that love becomes your only purpose for living, to express that, and the freedom that comes from that, because everyone truly just wants love. They truly do, but they just don't know what love truly is. And this is what we share, like to know God is to truly love God. And to love God is to truly know God within yourself, throughout all that is. And when you live in a life like that, where you're in just bliss and harmony and love, not in an aloof state, not in a sort of rejective state of, oh, no, that's just dark and that's light. And no. But in a very pragmatic, grounded, but also free states where you're in love with life and every aspect of it.
And life is in love with you.
And life is in love with you. And you're in this symbiotic connection with all of your interactions with the world. And everything itself just gives you that deeper stillness of joy and happiness and presence.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a moment that takes you out of that, that's irreversible. So that's where we are at. It's like there's no one making choices anymore. We're not here saying, oh, we need to do that and we need to do this. It's love has already set the course. You know, it's already happened.
We give it all to love.
And we give everything.
And that's what we always say together. We look at each other and we say, give it all to love.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
And that's what we teach our community. It's just all the beautiful, masterful students that arrive, you know, some way or the other into the twin ray embrace. Just become devoted to the principle
of devotion itself.
Of devotion itself, which is love, and that love in an unencumbered, in a perfect way. And that is going to heal the world. Nothing else can heal
nothing
this world.
Nothing else can heal anything.
And nothing else can heal anything but love.
And
that is the great shift right now. That's what the golden age is about, is when everyone is radiating, because this is the problem where, as we see it, with the old matrices and the old control systems, is that they're trying to encapsulate love. It's trying to divide that love.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same technique. Once you isolate energy in such a way, it becomes explosive. That's how bombs are created. But when you unleash that love, that energy at your core, that is become this radiation of just brilliance and radiance of light, that then you're not in love with something else. No, you're shining your light. You're shining that love, and that brings out the shine from someone else. That brings out the shine from anyone, from suffering to the symphony of sovereignty. And that's what love can do. Love awakens the deepest core that's inside every mindset or every personality or every being. It awakens their core to truth. And when that resonates at such a level, at a mass level, this whole world will experience something that is beyond description.
And it will carry.
And it will.
We promise.
It
we
absolutely
serve only that reality.
We're here only for that.
Only
there
that
is
reality.
No other reality but that in our mindscape, in our
that's
life stream.
We serve, and only that.
And so we serve that spark, that divinity of light, of love, of truth, inside every single being, every heart, every blade of grass, every beautiful bird, every animal, every mineral, everything. There's nothing but that in our life. And we're not here because we have to do something.
We don't feel
obligation. We're doing this out of love and for love and only because of love.
Right. We never feel obligated to do anything at all.
I know, and it's beautiful, and it's just this glorious, blissful state of service that is void of obligation, like you just said. And there was something that I heard you say at one point, and it was that if we don't want to live in a world of fear or fighting or resistance or anger or retaliation, which is occurring on the planet right now, that we have to extinguish that within ourselves first. And
exactly.
Love is that extinguisher,
Yes. Yes. And the great unifier. Because when you're in a state of love, every beloved listening, like, when just ponder on this thought for a moment and this feeling. When you're in a state of love, what divides you? Nothing. Nothing can divide you. When you feel in a true state of love, you are connected to the fabric of your true self. And that's the whole point to cultivate your light body. So that light is a radiance of love to help every being be connected to the truth of love itself.
And if that, and clearly that is possible for all
Absolutely.
Of us. And
the birthright.
Yes, and with that, and if someone selects that, because I guess there's a lot of things going on in the outside world. It's not really a part of my reality, the political system and all those things, but I know I can feel there's a lot going on, but yet there's so much beautiful that is unfolding too. So, can you offer an ascended perspective on what is to come in the coming months or years with, the activation of the light body, and for those who are devoted to love?
Yes. You know, as we always say, beloved, those who uphold the Dharma shall be upheld by the Dharma itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what does that really mean? That means that those of true selfless service who wish to come and release all identification that they have with themselves, anything that stops or prevents them from being the true self. And that true self cannot be attached to, and that true self cannot be contrived, and that true self cannot be deceived. But that true self that is at the core of all life forms and of creation itself. If you wish to truly serve that, you will be upheld by that life-sustaining principle, no matter what.
So don't worry about what the media has to say. Or what even what the mind has to say. Because the mind comes in and sometimes it says this and that and the other thing. Don't worry about that.
Trust in the grand orchestration.
Yeah.
And know that all is truly in balance and harmony. And whatever needs to be brought to the light. Remember, warring countries do not only exist in the countries themselves. They exist in the consciousness that creates them. And that, beloveds, are the human people. The one individual that fights within themselves in the mirror every day. The one individual consciousness that believes itself as separate from another. The one individual consciousness that has forgotten the whole. And so until this dis-ease of the mind is relieved and resolved, this is the reality that will unfold. And it must unfold in order for unification to occur at the greatest, deepest, most expanded level.
And what this looks like on an energetic level, yeah, as well, just to give you that, because that's the deep, mm-hmm, deep wisdom that becomes your focal point. But on an energetic level, these lines that we spoke about earlier, these massive super highways of plasmic currency that are coming into the fabric of our, that are here and more are coming, what they're doing is they're starting to actually expand. So they're not going to be lines, they're going to be blankets.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going to happen is that these interrelated relationships of different realms are going to be coexisting because they're already here, but more people will be interfacing with those realms. And so
they won't know if they're awake or asleep.
Yeah, many
or
people
dreaming or what they're,
mm-hmm,
and so there's gonna be a lot of confusion for people. A lot of confusion will come up for some people that are already confused with who they are, who they truly are, you know. And that needs to rise to the surface.
Oh, what
and,
the truth.
And there's going to be a great reveal. There already is. There's all this stuff revealing, whether it be political, whether it be economical, whether it be any system that's being based off the old architecture, that's being, mm-hmm, purged and revealed. And so there will be these times where people perceptually may see chaos. But remember, chaos is only
the birthing of order.
Mm-hmm.
The birthing of order, or the misperception of order already there. And
right,
that's what we're sharing, beloveds. You know, there's not a blade of grass, literally, there is not a blade of grass, there is not a leaf on a tree that is misplaced in this entire universe. And the ones that feel like, well, we need to gather with Gaia, we need to protect her. No. She's protecting you all. she's got this under control. She could shake her back in any moment and
disperse
all of the pollution and the contamination and all of that instantly. No, humanity needs her support, not the other way around. But what happens is when there's a relationship with yourself, you have a relationship with yourself, with the true earth as well. So there's a symbiotic connection.
And that's so beautiful, beloved. Thank you for sharing that. And just to add to that, it feels really significant to share that. Beloved, to go out really in the world and are doing so much healing with the earth, and we know this well, really what they're doing is, of course, helping, but they are, in fact, working with themselves on all of those levels that are still unhealed within them. So working on the grid is an amplifier to whatever intention you're sending. Is also, you are also receiving that. Mm-hmm. And that is something that's really important.
That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I want to read a few of the questions that have come in. A lot of people have written in, and I think a lot of the questions are being answered in the discussion. But this is an interesting question about when we were talking about the seven seals. Someone wrote in and said, is it a coincidence or more than one that the Book of Revelations also mentions that there will be seven seals that will open?
That is not a coincidence, beloved Kerry. And you know all too well that we reference each church and each chakra, and we go through what they mean.
The decoding
of that and how that relates to you as that.
And how that also relates to the seven heavens.
And the seven seals, yes, they're open, because they have to open. This is the thing, beloveds. In order, what is revelations? What is that meaning? That's revealing. It's the great reveal. Revealing of what exactly? The revealing of divinity itself, of God itself, of that true self. Those seals that unlock inside you, as they unlock inside you, your perception changes. Your realization of truth changes. And as that unlocks and unlocks, you, your body that is unencumbered and is actually free-flowing, that starts helping support the unlocking of the collective seals that are also there. And that unlocks those points of energy that then distribute that currency of light all across the planets and all across the collective. So as you unlock your own seals, you're unmasking, unveiling pure consciousness that then is also supporting the unlocking of the collective seals. And if you read Revelations from a descriptive way, we teach our beloveds that there's four different main ways to read scriptures.
Four different levels of consciousness by which one can interpret the scripture.
Yeah, levels of the mind.
Exactly. Because
consciousness is that absolute principle of truth. Now, the first is literal. You read things and it's a literal sense. And, you know, if you read Revelations, you know, the literal sense of like seven-headed dragons and all these things that are playing out, it seems a pretty far-fetched. But then if you look at
science fiction,
but then if you read it from the second level, when you look at the astrological aspect of that, when you see that there's actually certain star constellations and because all of astrology is in cycles and they depict certain calendars of events that will take place on this earth. The third level is also alchemical. When you depict it from a position of understanding that the outer and inner, the macro and the micro are interrelated.
And the alchemy, the internal alchemy that's happening inside of your own physiology in order to reach the fourth level.
And the fourth level is complete transcendence. It that fourth level is when you're completely transcend even the text itself. You are fully immersed and there's a transcendence to that. And that's where you become
omniscient, omnipresent,
omnibenevolent.
And omnipotent.
And then what you see is that one, that one truth that one ultimate thing, the truth, the supreme subject, the supreme reality, where all scriptures are pointing you back to. Truly, when you know how to read them properly, every scripture is pointing you back to this one supreme reality of
every
truth.
Culture, every scripture, all of it.
Every religion is point like signposts on the road, pointing you back to that truth inside you. But then it doesn't become just inside you; it becomes everything. It becomes the inner and outer reality become one. And so we decode these things. And so inside the immersion of the retreat, you understand that your relationship, your symbiotic relationship with those seven seals, the seven churches, and how they unlock and the seven
mm-hmm.
heavenly realms and higher realms and realities that become embodied through that process as well.
And the seven bodies.
I love that question, Norman, by the way.
I
think you guys know Norman.
Yes.
We love you, beloved Norman.
Let's see. Another question. Leonor Kuna said, can you share something about the inner earth Agartha Shambhala teachings in connection with the earth situations? Anything you can share on that?
Hello, beloved Leonor.
We also know beloved Leonora.
We love our beloved so much.
Yes. So the inner earth, when we understand that all realities, all worlds and realms are coexisting in this one infinite space that we call Earth right now, you don't think you need to get on a plane or get on a spaceship and travel from one planet to the next planet, because everything's actually right here. So that every and this is a bit of a stretch for some people to understand this, but truly every single reality is coexisting in infinite space, and infinite space is right here in front of you. Wherever you are in the world, you are in infinite space. Truly, there's certain codings, or there's certain encryptions, or there's certain rewirings that happen in your biology and in your energetic bodies as well, in order to interface with those realities, whether it be Shambhala, Shangri-La, Agartha, Inner Earth. And once you have that rewiring, you are able to then walk into those realities, to literally experience those realities.
In the physical.
Not needing to, you know, go and dig a hole into the earth and actually reveal, oh, that's actually, there's a magnetic core here. Where's the earth? No, because it's interspace. It's not, there's many different realms. We call dimensions densities because of different levels and variations of densities.
Because there's only really three dimensions.
Because, scientifically, there's only those three dimensions of length, width, and height.
And you go into that in the retreat. In detail.
Yes, exactly. And so,
but we do still use dimensions and densities interchangeably, so that beloveds can understand when we speak.
Exactly. But most importantly, in order to enter Shangri-La, for example, that is a state of consciousness. That is a state of beingness. That's a state of revelation that happens inside you. So all of these realms,
quote places
are actually states of being, and they manifest and matriculate into the physical experience once you are in that state. So you can experience Shangri-La or Agartha right here, right now, by the integrating higher levels of consciousness. That's what we're talking about. We're literally talking about your body being a light ship, about being able to interface with any realm and reality. And so these, if you went to dig a hole in the earth and try to find this place or go in the mountains, you're never going to find it. But if you are wired
and you are
in a state of being that is
attuned to the veils in which are being covered.
Attuned to that, those veils will unlock first inside you, and you will experience that. And so that's how we see all creation. It's not a matter of this place or that place existing somewhere else far in the distance. It's all right here, right now.
And it's also about the alchemical experience experience that the vessel, the body, the human bodies go through in order to be able to manifest such a reality on this earth, on the planet. So it's not that anything is outside of you. It is what happens when certain activations occur physically inside of your body. When you receive new organs, you receive new glands, you receive new parts of your heart, literally, that begin to emerge as the immortal heart, as immortal organs. And yes, this is possible.
Mm-hmm. So much possible. And there, I'm glad for that. Was a beautiful question, and I'm grateful for everything that you shared. I'm going to read another one from Satina. She was talking, let's see, she said, you talk about people, the light body being activated by the sun. Can people still receive the sun's light in areas north on the North or South Pole, or where there isn't a lot of sun, especially during the long winters?
Absolutely, beloved. The sun, even whether you can perceive the sun or not, the sun is ever pervasive. Yeah. You don't need to have direct connection with the sun in order to receive its light, in order to receive the codex of information that it has to offer.
Yeah, even if it's overcast, mm-hmm. even if it's overcast, you can't even see the sun. It's still light. It's the light. It's the primary principle of light, photonic light, which creates that interface with those neutrinos. Those neutrinos are then being absorbed into your body.
Sure, you can still get a sunburn in an overcast day.
Yeah.
Can you not?
And that, you know, the difference is when one's prepared and to receive these neutrinos, which are just photonic nutrition, basically, from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like listening to a song in a different language. If you listen to a song in a different language, you don't really understand it. You might follow the melody, but you don't really understand what it's actually talking about or expressing. You might feel it, but you don't understand it. But when you listen to that same song, but you understand the language, you understand what they're talking about or sharing or singing, it allows you to interact with all of the musical notes and the harmonies.
And the words.
Mm-hmm. And you get a deeper knowing, and you get a deeper experience of that song. And so that's the same with all this light that's permeating, you know, across the earth. And the sun truly neither rises nor falls, but it's that perception illusion, right, that the sun rises and it sets. But the sun's always there.
And so
that neutrino, mm-hmm. that discharge of neutrinos and these energetic currents, remember, it's not just the sun where this energy is coming from. It's also coming from the atmosphere of the earth
and the crystalline
iron core of the earth as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this cosmic neutrinos that are coming in, it's all there. It's all there. It's right there right now. Your body is receiving countless amounts of it right now. But it's washing through you unless you're changing the receptor sites within your body to actually receive.
Exactly. And so the question becomes, are you utilizing the light that you're receiving?
Yeah.
Are you able to process, like a speed processor on a computer, the information that thus allows a new experience, a new conditioning in order to experience another reality.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of, someone had written in about what are your thoughts on our bodies becoming crystalline?
Mm-hmm.
So let's weave that answer into this discussion.
That's beautiful. And, you know, we'd just like to say it straight out the gate that your body's already crystalline. It's not becoming crystalline. It already is. You know, your whole skeletal structure of your body is like beautiful tuning forks, crystalline tuning forks. Every single part of your skeletal structure is like a silicon crystalline reference that can harmonize and matriculate sound, vibration, and light into every single cell of your body. And there's just an amplification of that. You know, so there is that talk that there is a crystalline substance and that crystalline quartz ratio is changing from what we would call a carbon, you know, a carbon density, which is six protons, six neutrons, and six electrons, and it's moving more to a 14 base, which is 14 electrons, 14 neutrons, and 14 protons, which actually create the silicon matrix. That's already inside you at certain degrees. Now, that is amplifying, of course. There's a crystalline amplification that's happening. And if we look at the Earth, and people look at the Earth and look at the amount of carbon that's at the elemental level of this Earth, there's actually more silicon than there is carbon on this planet. The entire crystalline structure of this Earth from the very foundational point is all crystalline. So again, it's working with those harmonic ratios in order for your body to actually return back to what it always once was. And that's based on the crystalline superconductivity that happens once you integrate your light body. Because what happens when you integrate all this light into your physical body is that you become this superconductor of energy. And your body starts producing new enzymes. It starts producing new chemistries, new biochemistries.
Mm-hmm.
It starts producing new organs. It starts producing new glands. It starts producing new wirings of your synaptic and nerve responses in your brain, in your central nervous system. Those axons and neurons in your brain get completely rewired and reconfigured. So everything starts metamorphosizing, just as a caterpillar does in order to become a butterfly. The butterfly's seed is always in the caterpillar, but it is actualized. Once it's actualized, it becomes that butterfly. And that's really this whole process of metamorphosis that's happening. You're returning to what you always were, which is light. And you're returning back to that. And your perception of what is already here, it's not about it needing to happen in a linear function. It's the same truth that we shared earlier. Everything is available right here, right now. Your perception of that through time becomes linear, but everything is really coexisting right now and right here. And so you already have those silicon deposits within your chemistry. But what happens is once you integrate higher wisdom, higher teachings, that matures. And those matrices of your DNA and of your biochemistry, they start maturing and they start metamorphosizing and creating new compounds. And so your whole body becomes rebirth in the process. And that's why...
And it goes through birthing pains.
Yeah, sometimes there's growing pains, sometimes there's birthing pains. Uh-huh. It can happen as these symptoms, bodily symptoms happen. And that's the whole point of having a teacher or having a guide or having a spiritual parent on this path is the ones that have gone through this process, they can help guide you through this process. And not only that, they have the frequency and the codex that transmits that
and that
harmonically inducts anyone that's receiving that, being the student, to come into that harmonic resonance for themselves. And that's the whole point of why there always has, through time immortal, how there has been guides, how there has been teachers from time to time that come into your life. And that's because they harmonically induct you into higher frequency, into higher wisdom, into higher knowledge. And that helps. And that's what happens eventually for each one of you. You become this harmonic orchestra that's harmonically inducting the entire planet into this, like, because what we can share from personal, if that existed, personal interactions with life is that wherever we go, we have harmonic experiences. Whether we go into a space that's loud and it all starts softening just by us coming into, whether it be a park, whether it be a building, everything starts changing because the reality in which we're projecting is projecting a new version soon as we're interacting with our awareness of that reality.
Whether we go to the beach and we're with the ocean and the ocean is
raging waves.
Raging waves. By the time we're there for a few minutes,
it starts calming.
All the surface looks around and says, what's happening?
Yeah. everything softens. I hope that people are feeling that softening as they've been with us. The time has kind of flown by. As I'm watching out my windows, the yellow butterflies are flying, the squirrels and the dragonflies. Everybody's like, it's beautiful.
Participating in the song.
In the party. In this playground. A lot of people wrote in, and I want to thank everyone who did write in for all of your messages. And Scotty said, "Wow, Carrie, lots of truth bumps on this gathering today." And that sentiment was repeated in our webcast here. So, and we could talk again, you know, longer and longer and longer, but we're going to start wrapping up. And I hope that for those of you who have found this, have resonated with this frequency of love that you can feel through the transmission of their voices, that you'll explore this immersion, this retreat. It is a powerful one, and such a beautifully powerful, softening powerful, if that makes sense, experience. And I hope that those of you who feel called to say yes, that you certainly will. Shekina and Sananda, I love you both. Any final words or message for this this beautiful community?
Well, first of all, just thank you, each one of you, for tuning in, for receiving this. It's an absolute honor to really connect with each one of you. And thank you, beloved Carrie, for hosting and holding such a immaculate container as you have. And we appreciate you and appreciate your beautiful community. And if there's anything that you take away from this, there's probably many things, but there's one thing that is always in our heart to share, and that's just love all and serve all. Not because of any reason why you have to or should, but because it's your true nature. That's your true nature is love. And in your true nature, all you know how to do is serve.
Shekina, anything you want to share?
Every single beloved heart, listening or not listening, this message is radiating out into the world. It is being received and soaked up by the grid. It is recalibrating this world right now. And each and every one of you are a co-creative part of this. And we wish to reiterate, no matter what you've done, no matter what has been done to you, you are the purity of the Atma that can never be touched, can never be hurt, can never be tarnished. You are perfect. You are pure and you are love. And there is nothing and no one that can ever change that. And we ask you in this moment right now to believe that with all of your entire being. And feel, really feel with the entirety of your heart, the words, the frequency and the geometry that is being expressed into this holy and sacred womb space and container.
I hope everybody's receiving that. Such pure expressions of love from both of you. The sun is just shining here now. It was cloudy earlier, and now the sun is just shining in the windows right now. Wow, what a symbolic representation of what's unfolded here, the illumination. The illumination. Thank you both. So much love to you. And I know that we'll have you back, and we can play together in this cosmic playground here again. But thank you for today.
We love you so much, and we just want to honor all of the work, all of the love, and the beautiful container that you hold every day you show up and serve. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both, and thank you to everybody who has joined us. Thank you for the gift of your time, your love, your openness, and your presence. We appreciate you. And again, if this resonates, look at this beautiful opportunity to take this immersion, this retreat, this journey with Shekinah and Sananda further to illuminate the pure path of your soul's ascension. And as we bring the show to a close, please acknowledge this grand invitation before you today, in this moment and in every moment, to remember your divine power, purpose, and potential to be this rainbow pillar of light, a diamond crystalline beacon of unwavering love, and an illuminating instrument of clarity and purity and discernment during this time of full transparency and disclosure, as we consciously activate the restoration of our divine blueprint and confidently and courageously commit to our personal contribution to ushering in this brilliant new golden age on this planet. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember that you are brilliant and resilient, and I love you all. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending waves and waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light tomorrow. Bye, everyone.